One of Australia's leading businessmen has spoken out against some of his contemporaries, like Gerry Harvey, for not doing more to promote women to corporate boards. Kevin McCann has chaired some of the country's biggest companies, including Macquarie Bank, Origin Energy and Healthscope. His comments come after the Harvey Norman chairman, Gerry Harvey, told the ABC boards were appointing unqualified women to boards just to fill a 30% target set by the ASX. Chief Economics Correspondent Emma Alberici has this report.
Kevin McCann is appalled by what he describes as the sexism that's followed the departure of Catherine Brenner from the AMP board. The suggestion was that the one-time corporate lawyer and ex-managing director of an investment bank had only got the top job at AMP because she was attractive and sidled up to the right people. They say she was too young at 34 when she was given her first board position.
I was 36 when I first took my initial board. Yes, I was inexperienced, but they wanted someone who had a legal background to assist them, and in that role I thought I was reasonably effective.
Were you a CEO?
Nope, never managed a thing in my life.
What do you make of the current debate and how gendered it has been? I guess in particular because the four directors who left the AMP in the wake of the revelations at the Royal Commission happened to all be women.
Oh, look, I think you just go back to history. Women have always struggled against inequality. So if you go back to women's property rights, the right of women to get divorced, the right of women to get the right to vote, historically men have opposed those movements.
Harvey Norman Chairman Gerry Harvey has added his voice to those who reckon unqualified women are being promoted to board positions just to fill the 30% target imposed by the ASX. In 10 years, the top 200 boards have gone from 8% female representation to 27.5% today.
Well, a number of boards that I talk to are putting women on to help fill the target, to make the board look better or something, I don't know, but they don't come out and say it, but they, if they talk to me, they say, oh, well, you know, it looks better if I put a woman on, but realistically, I probably would have rather had a male.
Gerry Harvey has ignored demands by his peers, asking him to appoint more women to the board. At the moment, he has just one, his wife, who's also the company's CEO. There are now just two companies in Australia's top 200 that have no female directors. That's telecommunications company TPG and ARB, a four-wheel drive accessories business. In written statements, both companies told AM that keeping the composition of the board stable had coincided with great financial success. Gerry Harvey reckons the best contributors to a board are those who are or have been CEOs.
I've got a CEO that's a woman that's equivalent to three or four independent women. So having the CEO as a woman, I think, is much more important than having people on your board that are independent directors that don't know anything about your company.
As a former chairman of Macquarie Bank, Origin Energy and Healthscope, Kevin McCann says merit is in the eye of the beholder and that those with a narrow lens will only want people who've been in executive leadership. Successful businesses, he insists, recognise the value in other skills like creativity, curiosity and innovation.
As for this argument that you've got to have former CEOs, I've been on boards where the CEOs are the greatest number, and they've been some of the worst boards I've served on. A lot of them just can't stop being CEOs.
Businessman Kevin McCann ending that report by Emma Alberici.